Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Big Ticket Variety and iHeart's Movie Podcast. I'm your host, Mark Malkin. It's been 10 years since we first saw Zombie Slayers Tallahassee, Columbus, Wichita, and Little Rock in Zombieland. And now they're back with Zombieland Double Tap, and also they're sitting down with me. I've got Emma Stone, Jesse Eisenberg, Woody Harrelson, and Abigail Breslin talking zombies, throw up, and more. Plus, we've got newcomers Rosario Dawson and Zoe Deutsch. Stick around. And now we're back with Emma Stone, Jesse Eisenberg, Woody Harrelson, and Abigail Breslin.
Hi.
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 Hello.
Hi, Mark.
How are you?
How's it going?
Good. How are you doing?
Great. Great.
What took you 10 years?
Well, I will say that we were all primed and ready.
He's so upset.
We were primed and ready, but the writers had to. Actually, they were doing using other writers. You know, frankly, they didn't want to pony up for Rhett and Paul, and finally they did, and they got it right.
What was it like that first day on set coming back together? Nice little reunion.
It was a little strange, only in that the first scene we did was not like was like probably the only scene in the script that had not entirely gelled yet. So we were kind of asked to like improvise. It's just this little scene in the White House where we're all kind of coming together for the first time in the movie. And it was just kind of like, on the one hand, it was great because we could improvise and kind of get back into our characters and get back into the dynamic. But on the other hand, we were all trying to kind of figure out how the scene would ultimately work, right? And obviously it worked like gangbusters.
And then we had to hurry up and film it because Trump needed to get back into the Oval Office. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. It's amazing that they gave us so much time.
In my mind, that was so funny.
It was very funny.
And then that, shall we say, that cool reception.
Listen, this video is going to have a long life, and people are going to be able to look back on this interview.
It was chilly. Yeah. It was chilly.
So you want to talk about politics?
You're trying to talk about politics.
Emma, what was it like coming back after 10 years?
It was so much fun. It was so great to see everybody again and to just kind of like, you know, we were in Atlanta, which for me, I mean, I know a lot of people shoot movies in Atlanta all the time, but I hadn't since Zombieland. So it was actually kind of incredible because it was exactly 10 years. Plus we were in Atlanta. It was just a real, you take stock of your life a little bit, you know?
Mm-hmm. Did you take stock?
A little bit. I was like, well, think about all the things that have happened since the last time we were here 10 years ago. And just like, you know, a decade's a long time. It was really, it was kind of special.
You didn't take stock.
Right. Yes. No, I mean, I guess when we did the last one, it was like, what, the George Bush years? Or how long has it been?
Everything's going to be political.
I don't know. It was a totally different era.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't. It was Obama. Well, it was the beginning of 2009. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, so, neither of them remember.
Oh,
me,
you're right.
So that was
you're
my
absolutely right.
Answer.
No.
Yeah. And you, I mean, obviously, we've all grown up.
He didn't
10 years?
Get into office until
he was
January.
Not done yet. Yeah.
In so January, we started in February.
They had just passed House Bill 139.
Just to go on and on about it, but we wanted to get the
chronology. You're like, should I just?
I think it's important for the viewing audience that we get the chronology right. So now we're. Yes.
Mark, do you have another question?
Obviously, you've all grown up in 10 years, but you went from, like, a kid to, like, this full-fledged adult.
No, I'm just a big kid. Well, I was surprised that people were so surprised that I was older, because I was 12. I am 23 now. And for some reason, people were like, this makes no sense that she looks so much older than everybody else. And I'm like, yeah, well, I mean, people change.
Well, you're the one that really illuminated how much time it had been.
Exactly.
Because, I guess like people say with their kids, like life flies by because you see them growing. It was like for you to be 12 to 22 was really like, whoa.
Yeah.
Abby is a full-fledged, complete adult.
Yeah.
Except that I've barely grown like more than an inch.
Yeah, not height-wise, not height-wise, but you know, mentally. Yeah.
So who is most like their character?
I think we all, in some ways, like
a little
it's
bit.
The nature of the of like this kind of comedy that we kind of merged with the characters that were originally written, because, I mean, they're kind of like archetypical characters, and then we have our own personalities and sense of humor, and Ruben Fleischer directed the movie is like a huge comedy fan, and he likes actors who improv. So on top of like the great script and the characters they wrote, like we kind of merged with the characters, and they became kind of us.
Mm-hmm. Do you get upset that you guys don't really get to throw up much in the movie? I was just talking to Zoe, and she said you really put it through the ringer.
Oh, yeah.
With the puke.
Yeah, because you wanted it to be really chunky.
He's a stickler. He's a stickler.
Oh, that's true.
He's a stickler for how it looks.
How it looks.
I wasn't, because it was looking a little too... Do you remember about that?
You were obsessed that it needed to have more pieces in it, and he just kept whispering. He kept leaning over at me and just saying, more chunk, more chunkage.
The thought of it.
Yeah. It's just even the word chunk now, unaffiliated with that.
Yeah, just the flowing of chunkage coming out was not quite right. So we had to increase the flow and the chunkage.
Yeah.
What's going on, Emma?
She really has a really big issue.
I really don't like it. I really don't like vomit. It's like, I don't like the description of it.
Yeah.
So,
I don't like the word chunky.
I have a little bit edemophobic.
I mean, you know, it's not like it's real vomit, you know?
Hey, but it makes you think of real vomit, doesn't it?
And then I feel like you would correlate.
And she was so nauseous from the drinking of it.
It really made me think
that she hated it. I mean, it was orange juice mixed with coffee mixed with
No.
So it was brown.
Oh, God, don't even. It was awful.
So who is most likely to get into an accident, get hurt? There's a lot of running, jumping, guns. Who got hurt most?
Me. I mean, I always hurt myself somehow.
You do hurt yourself.
I do hurt myself a lot.
What'd you do today? Anything that hurt yourself?
Nothing yet, but let's see what happens.
Yes, but you're unintentionally getting hurt, whereas Woody, like, puts himself in dangerous situations
on
purpose.
Woody's like, a crash pad! Yeah. Go!
Yeah. I forgot about that. He did that,
like,
four times.
There's, like, a pad 20 feet down, and he was that'd be fun to jump in. And of course, 100 people run over to say don't. And
you were shocked that it hurt.
But you look at those pads, and they look like they're just going to go, like, just cushioning.
And then you do it.
And you hit it, and it's like,
yeah. So do you have another Zombieland in 10 years, or are we going to get one sooner?
I personally, I could go sooner.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
I can't speak for you.
So who do you want to play the next Zombieland? Who should be in the next Zombieland? Let's cast it.
The next Zombieland, I'd like to cast the four of us.
Yeah, I'd love all four of us to be in.
Good start.
Yeah.
Some newcomers?
Oh, newcomers.
Yeah.
Mm. What about Will Ferrell?
Nice.
Is he a zombie or That'd be is great. One of you?
I think he could start as one of us and become a zombie.
Yeah, yeah.
Whoa!
Oh my God!
Already written the third one.
I don't think he'd have problems with throwing up. I feel like he'd get into it.
Right.
He'd be fine.
Why are we so obsessed with zombies? You guys kind of kicked it off. The Zombiesons.
Zombiesons.
Ooh, that's good. That's historical.
Yeah.
I think, you know, I think because we see where the world's heading.
Okay, here comes your gloom.
Us four, specifically.
I hate to go doom and gloom, but, you know.
You're not hopeful?
It's turning into zombies?
Well, I mean, they've overrun D.C. already, certainly the White House. So there's a lot of zombies out there already. It's only a matter of time. Are we still rolling?
Yeah.
Next question.
I've never been chased more by anybody in my life than zombies, which was really good for my self-esteem and my ego.
By The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
That's what you like.
I'm like, I know you want to kill me, but like, you're still kind of obsessed with me.
That's a really twisted
animal, leave me alone.
Yeah, she really likes me. Thank you. This
was... Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Now we're going to take a short break, but when we come back, Zombieland newcomers Zoe Deutsch and Rosaria Dawson. Will there be a Zombieland 3? Find out what they say after the break. Now we're back with Zoe Deutsch and Rosaria Dawson. Hi.
Hey.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
You're the newcomers. So what was it like getting on that set? I mean, these folks have known each other for at least a decade.
They're kind of the coolest, most welcoming, generous people ever. Like, they were so welcoming immediately into their, you know, tight-knit, close, real-life family bond that they have.
No, I think it's because, you know, when you family too much together, I think they were starting to get a little tense.
Yeah, they needed us
to come in
and so that they would behave better. You know, when you have, like, for Thanksgiving, you just invite a stranger so that, like, you don't get into a fight.
You're like,
we have to behave because there's the stranger here.
Awkward.
Do you remember getting the phone call like, hey, want to be in Zombieland? They're making another Zombieland?
I didn't get that call. I got the I saw the press release that they were doing it. I was like, called Mage, and I was like, they're making another Zombieland. I got to audition. Any part, whatever it is. And so then I begged, I begged them to hire me.
Yeah, I heard about the weird video that you did of just, like, dressed up as a zombie. And they were like, no, they're speaking roles. And you were like, no,
Oh, yeah, you did hear about that. Oh, yeah, I did.
Wait, what?
No, she's joking, but I literally looked at her like, holy shit, did I do that? Oh, my God, I didn't remember that.
Actually, it's weird you said that, though, that because that is more how it came to me, because I know Woody. Because he did, like, a play with an ex-boyfriend of mine, and we had done 7 Pounds together. And so we have, like, an interesting history over a lot of years. So when this came up, I heard about it. We have the same agent who loves us.
We love you, Tracy.
And knew this is, like, right our jam, I'm sure, because this, you know, when it came up, she was like, this is I know something you're going to be interested in, because I have a few things on my bucket lists, like heaving chest corset drama, vampire something, and definite zombie. I kept trying to get bit in this, I don't know, but, you know, everyone's so good at killing zombies, and I mean, not this one. But
is your bucket list to play a zombie?
I mean, I got to kill him, so you know what I mean? It's like, you know, it's close, you know what I mean? I'll take whatever I can get. But, you know, it was really nice because Woody, you know, really reached out and was like, this is really special and, you know, a family, and we should do this together. And so I was just really glad because, you know, I think I might have felt a little too awkward. You know, sometimes when you are joining a family, you know, like you're sitting there like, is it going to be, are you going to be like the weird wheel out or something?
You could never be that. You're perfect
in every way. Thank you.
So you like each other.
We hate each other. There's a camera there, so we do whatever we're supposed to. No, I'm kidding.
Zoe, you seemingly turn into a zombie, possibly, maybe. We see you in some freaky makeup.
I was gonna That's how I first work. Met you.
I know. I know. I was
I
taking
walked
it
into
off.
The trailer. She's like, hi, what's up?
It was. Yeah.
What's it like seeing yourself for the first, like, you look up in the mirror and it doesn't look like you. It looks like you are just.
It doesn't, it's fun. It's fun. I don't know. In no way was I like, oh no, I'm a freak.
But did you ever say, you know what, I'm going to walk off set. Let's go into Atlanta, wherever you were.
I've done that. Well, we were so out in the woods. Right. But I've done that before when I was shooting a scene where I was like in jail and I had a black eye and I walked out. You know, I had a 5-minute break and I went to a coffee shop and I was like, hi, can I please order an iced almond milk matcha latte? And they were like, ma'am.
Do you want us to call someone?
Yeah, and like looked like I broke out of jail just to get my matcha latte. No, but when I shot that scene, I throw up in that scene a lot, and I've never seen stronger, burlier grips. Be so nauseous. 3 of them left the set because they were so disgusted by what I was doing.
And that stuff's in your mouth.
Yeah, and you know what? I gotta talk about this really quickly.
Go ahead.
The stuff that they, how they make the what the vomit consists of, it's like oatmeal and yogurt and then like a little bit of granola for the chunkier bits. But Woody decided it didn't look like vomit enough, so he asked them to put in orange juice. And then he still didn't think it looked vomiting enough, so he asked them to put coffee. So then I was actually going to throw up because I had coffee, orange juice, yogurt, granola, and oatmeal in my mouth for like 3 hours. So I just want to say...
You got hazed by Woody.
I got
that
hazed
is,
by
that
Woody.
Is, like,
straight up.
Just hearing you...
Straight up, I can't believe you let him do that to you and everyone
else. And you said
they
were so welcoming.
I'm sure money was on the table for that. That's just cruel.
I mean, I suffered for my art.
Just listening to that makes me want to gag.
Yeah, you looked like you were going to throw up.
Yeah, that's really gross.
Yeah.
I have to say I'm very impressed with the vomit in this movie.
There's a lot of
really good, and it's different vomit. Like, everyone did different things.
Okay, go, Rosario.
It was pretty exciting.
They made vomit their own.
Yeah, they really did. Each actor was like, I'm going to do it like this. And we would all be like, oh, that's great. You should totally do it again.
And you just got to drive a monster truck.
Yes.
Did you get to drive it?
Not really.
Really?
Isn't that mean?
That's so mean.
I mean, but I look like I do. And really well. So I'm okay with that.
I had to drive that
It will go down in history.
I had to drive that ice cream truck.
I've driven all kinds of crazy vehicles and RVs and stuff, so I know I got it in me. It's just whatever, insurance and stuff. I got it.
Okay, who's most like their character?
God. Jesse? Is Jesse most like his character? Of everybody?
Probably. I don't know. How good is he of a shot? That kind of accuracy is really critical.
I've never just seen, Jesse shoot, like a real zombie,
but I just want to know how accurate is it.
I feel like Jesse.
Would he have survived?
I think so.
In real life?
Yes, I think Jesse's neurotic enough to survive. I think he would survive. He's questioned everything enough that I think, what about you? Who do you think is the most like their character?
I probably would go with Jesse, yeah.
Who was most likely to get hurt? Because there was a lot of tumbling and running and...
Probably me, because I was wearing heels the entire time.
Yeah, that was... I mean, I had, even ankle boots, and I still felt like... That's a little awkward in the future.
It was a cool
fashion statement, though. And again, I really stand by that. That was one of my favorite things in the first movie, was that eyeliner on Emma. I just was like... I was really upset when I first came to set and she didn't have that eyeliner. And I was like, oh. I mean, I guess it's been 10 years later and any of the makeup would have rotted by now, but still, you'd think.
You're like, it was iconic.
For the fans, yeah.
And you signed up for the third Zombieland?
Are you trying to get inside information that I don't even know yet?
You haven't even seen the movie, so
I know exactly.
Know.
I can't. I'll just do
my eyebrows weirdly. I may or may not.
Thank you. That was Zoe Deutsch and Rosaria Dawson. Zombieland Double Tap is in theaters now. Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of The Big Ticket. I'm your host, Mark Malkin. Coming up next week, Joel Kinnaman. He's talking about his new Apple TV series For All Mankind. Plus, I'm giving you an early tease about the Suicide Squad sequel, which Joel is filming right now. That's coming up next week on The Big Ticket. I'm your host, Mark Malkin. See you then.